What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
Oh, man. Welcome back to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. This is going to be another evening with the Flans. This is a special episode, very, very, very special episode. First of all, happy Father's Day, because I'm sure this is going to air on Monday after Father's Day. So happy belated Father. Can you say belated Father's Day? And then happy Juneteenth, y'all. I don't know what it is. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to find out what it is today. I'm going to understand the whole Juneteenth thing today. But those are not the reasons that this is a very special episode. This is a very special episode because Evening with the Flans has expanded. We got myself, J-Dot Flan, and as always, my lovely wife, Hamps.
I'm here.
And then we got the one, the only, the myth. What do you call it? The legend?
The legend.
The legend. The myth. Flan dog herself. My mother is in the building.
Hey, everyone. I haven't heard Flan dog in a while.
Flan dog. Oh, man. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, though, people. Anyway, yes, Evening with the Flans. As usual, what you're hearing in the background is music by Deuce Man Productions. It's my brother-in-law, which, of course, is my wife's brother. I was going to say my wife's brother. Like, that wasn't the same thing. But they have links to where you can check out the rest of his music posted with the episode.
Happy Father's Day to him.
His
first official.
Yeah, he'll be... when I celebrated Mother's Day for you, like, I think the moment you start making sacrifices and acting with, you know, another human being in mind,
mm-hmm.
I think you're a parent.
Yeah.
Like, baby's not here yet, but he's making decisions right now.
Yes.
For a baby.
For the child to arrive in November.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I say this is a happy Father's Day to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. So, let's get the bills paid first.
Okay.
As usual, ttcharities.org. Please check out the website if you haven't already. Donate whatever you can. Time, money, books, clothes, food, whatever. You know, whatever they have a need for, which I'm sure is everything. If all you can do is repost or retweet, that's just as good. But let's spread the message and let's help them do the good work they're doing out there. Let's not forget that the Flint, Michigan situation is still ongoing. So we're talking about 3 years plus without clean water. There are some initiatives in place to try to get that fixed. But I know right now we have people that are being sued, I guess, by the state or by the water companies for not paying bills for this dirty water. So there's a lot still going on there. And I know my man Tavares is right on the front line. So ttcharities.org. Let's take care of our own. All right. And then celebrityhaircorp.com, another friend of the show. Ladies, get all your... natural hair extension needs taken care of at celebrityhaircorp.com. As always, it is free shipping and no tax. So get your bundles, celebrityhaircorp.com. And then last but not least, because we're actually doing a taste test today.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Just finished eating one. Rena's Cakeys. Specializes in cakeys, which is what I received as a Father's Day gift. I got some cakeys.
Delivered.
I have the lemon, the lime, and the strawberry. I think we've already all had at least one of each.
At least.
I gotta say lime is my favorite, but they're all good. But
I think lime is becoming my favorite. I was on the lemon train, but lemon's still really good, but I'm gonna go with lime as my favorite.
Lime's
it's got
pretty.
Some lime zest in there and everything.
It's zesty.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's delicious. Yeah.
I usually love everything strawberry. I like the strawberry, but I really think the lime is winning.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I like the lime.
I like the lime.
Mm-hmm.
Rena's mm-hmm. Cakeys. That's Rinas Cakeys.com. She does more than just cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it's the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake, and they come in 6 different flavors with icing. So mm-hmm. I know the 3 flavors we have, again, are lime, lemon, and strawberry. I know there's like an almond, coffee.
An orange, I think.
And orange, mm-hmm. Okay. Haven't tried those, but I have to vouch for the lime, the lemon, and the strawberry. These are all excellent. So, yeah. All right. Bills paid. Let's get into, I don't know. I won the bet, if anybody was wondering.
You won the bet.
Slam won the bet. Now, please, people.
Warriors in 5.
Yeah, Warriors 1-5. Yeah, I was hoping for the sweep. It didn't happen, but I still won the bet.
Did you reveal what you wanted as your prize for winning?
I did. I put it on Twitter. If you don't follow the show on Twitter, I asked for a forever spin set. And if you don't know what that is, it's a set of tops. Yeah, I'm a 35-year-old man
who wants
a set of spinning tops.
An expensive set of spinning tops.
It's an expensive set.
What metal is it? Is it tungsten or?
With the set I want, I think I get 4 different ones in mess. I know one of them is like 24 karat gold, and another one is, so I'm going straight Bruno Mars on them. 24 karat, man.
It's an expensive toy.
It's an expensive. I couldn't think of anything else that I wanted. I mean, because all the other toys that I want are way more expensive than that. So I had to. So if you don't know, Ma, Tammy and I have made a little bit of a tradition of betting on the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 years, it's been the same 2 teams. We didn't bet last year for some reason.
Because we probably had a baby. We didn't think about it.
But we bet the first time they played each other, and we bet again this time, and I've won both. But I always give her first choice a team. So it's not like I forced her into this bet.
I will say that I pick the Cavs because I know that you want to bet on the Warriors.
See, that's something that a loser would say to try to justify the fact that they picked the losing team. I picked them because I knew you wanted the other.
I picked the opposing team. I know that you're a Warriors fan. You're a Steph Curry fan.
Next time, play to win, Tim. Play to win. Play to win.
So if I pick the Warriors, you're going to pick the Cavs?
If I say the bet is open and I'm giving you first choice of the team you pick, if you pick the Warriors, all I got left is the Cavs. I got to take them. So you let me win is what you're trying to say.
I'm letting you win.
See, people? See that?
That's what's happening here.
Play to win, Tim.
I'm going to still get you your prize.
Play to win. Anyway.
You don't want it anymore?
I ain't say all that.
Mommies have to stay out of these kind of things.
All right, we haven't talked to Mom much yet. So one of the reasons I really wanted to have a mother on the show is I can't remember what episode it was. I don't even remember what we were talking about. But I know in a tweet to try to promote the episode, and in the episode itself, I said the biggest racist I know is my mother. And that, of course, through the magic of the internet, got back. I don't even know if my mom was listening to the show at that point, but at that point, she was now aware of the show.
Oh, we got back to your mama.
And it got back to Mom.
I'm a D.C. public school retired teacher. I have people all over me.
She know what you're saying about her.
I'm telling you.
When she says she has people all over, she means at fast food restaurants all over. You people have no.
Oh, no. I've written letters of recommendation to all the major universities. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown.
Wow.
University of Pittsburgh.
Well, shout out to the Eastern grads that are doing their thing. Eastern Senior High School.
Yes. I haven't named any of the, black schools, but Morehouse.
See how you racist? I'm just kidding.
No, it's sort of like a rundown. You already Harvard, Yale, Princeton. That's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Spelman, all those.
Is that school
Howard? Howard.
Are those schools down there, the Morehouse and Spelman? They still all girls, all boys? Or all women, all men?
I'm not sure.
Or did they?
I'm not sure.
Somebody on the internet let us know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think they're still traditionally male, female, but I'm not sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I have people all around.
I'm just saying, people, you have no idea as a child how much McDonald's got thrown away. We were pulling out of a drive-thru, and my mom was like, I used to teach him, and I failed him. Yeah. We ain't eating this.
No way.
And she wasn't even polite about it. We didn't wait till we got home and threw it away. We threw it away in the nearest trash can.
Y'all in the McDonald's parking lot.
Within right eyesight, right there. My mama paid for it and still gonna throw it away. She don't trust you worth nothing.
No, especially if I failed you.
No, no.
It's not worth it.
You know, he did something. Those burgers and fries. He did something. Yeah. Not trusting that.
A lot of cash in the trash, people.
A lot of cash in the trash.
Sorry. So, Mama, so what you explained to me and what I've been, and I've actually brought it up on the podcast and other episodes since then, is this idea of the difference between racism and prejudice. Mm-hmm. And that racism requires, you can't be racist without the power to oppress. Like, you know, if you can have a feeling about another race, but if you don't have the ability to then deny them something because of that mm-hmm. feeling, then that's not racism. And that's more of just
racial supremacy. You know, you have to, it's when you believe that one race is superior to another and you can enforce laws and rules and regulations, you know, to suppress the inferior or the so-called inferior race.
Okay, so it's not just the power thing, it's the fact that you believe your race to be superior to
the
other race.
It's
not just I don't
supremacy.
We equals, but I don't like them, so I'm gonna take something away from them. I'm better than you, and because I'm better than you,
then
I can take something away from you,
and you can't have what I have because I'm better than you. Yes.
I do not believe my mother believes she's better than any other group of people, or that her people are better than any other group
of
people.
I'm a very humble person.
You are.
I'm very humble.
And I think Bonnie, one of our good friends and good friend of the show, she mentioned...
Shout out to Bonnie.
She mentioned that you have to also have some kind of hatred or malice in your
heart.
Yes,
you want to do them harm.
Right.
You want to do them harm, you know. In addition, I mean, some races... Well, yeah, when you want to put someone down, you want to make someone feel less than they need to feel, that's harm.
Mm-hmm.
That may be not physical harm, like you're trying to kill them or slap them, but it is harm. That's right. Mental.
So let me run down a real-world situation and get you guys' thoughts on whether or not this was...
Well, let me say this before I forget it. Hitler, when he announced the white race, the great white race... It was a great example of racism. He actually believed that the Aryan race was better.
Superior race.
And
but
so
he wasn't Aryan himself.
Not totally. He had some mixture there. He was partially.
Sounds a little bit of self-hate, too.
Probably. You know, that's dangerous.
Hey.
Mom is a history major, by the way.
Mom is a history major and an English teacher.
Well, no, okay, let
so
me...
Imagine what my childhood was like.
No, well, I studied history. I never taught it.
No.
And English was not my passion. I needed a job, so I became certified in English. I had to go back to school and take seven classes, I think.
Mm.
21 hours to become certified in English. So it's not my passion.
Yeah, but then just to flip it one more time, then Mom got into the computers and the tech. So she's the reason I do what I do right now.
Oh, yeah. He was taking apart toasters.
So what's the statute of limitations? Can I tell him how we used to take the computers out of the
Well, no, these were computers. These were computers that were being discarded. They were, and I literally got most of them out of the trash. But I would get them out.
We would come up to school with a shopping cart. We fill up the shopping cart, and this is how you know you're doing something wrong, because we fill up the shopping cart and then we would put blankets around the shopping cart.
And then y'all would run out.
Out
of the trash can now, because you know they didn't want us to have the. I don't know why we couldn't have the computers out the trash, but
they'd rather throw them away.
So I would bring them home, and probably maybe six, seven at a time.
Okay. And because out of those six or seven, I would get one working machine.
Yeah, he would get one working machine.
Wow.
So we cannibalized these machines and would have one working computer.
Yeah.
But that I, you know, I needed to occupy him with something, so he would stop taking my microwave, not microwave, but my toaster. And what else were you taking apart?
I don't know. My mother created a natural curiosity and a want to understand.
That was my purpose.
That she created that. And
I
then
wanted them to.
I don't
love
know that she
learning.
Expected. She knew where it was going to go.
Mm-hmm. So how were you curious when you put lotion in the goldfish tank?
That's not a kid. Like, what's going to happen?
Why would you want to know what's going to happen? Tank? When you put lotion.
Have
in
you ever put lotion in water? If you put lotion in water, like, it turns in, like, you know, it's like it, once it hits the water, it, the little ribbon of lotion maintains its shapes. Now it looks like a little, like, white worm in the water.
No, I use lotion for my skin.
Well, see, I know more about lotion than you do because you don't know what it does when it hits.
But that information that you have is what do you use it for? It's kind of useless,
but
isn't
I have it, though. I acquired it on my own.
So when your daughter starts doing stuff like that, you know that's a Flanagan
watch
thing.
Watch out, I tell you.
My mother's been waiting for this. She's been waiting for this for 35 years. She's been waiting for the payback to come.
It's happening.
She's sitting and watching and enjoying every minute of it.
Well, I see it.
It's happening, isn't it?
Let me say some good things about my mother before we get into the rest of the show. Because today is Father's Day.
Yeah.
And if anyone thinks that I'm a good father, if anyone thinks that, you know, if anyone sees good in me or how I carry myself or the values that I have or the things that I instill in my daughter or the way I carry myself, it comes from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, growing up, we were so much alike that we butted heads all the time. Mm-hmm. And she would, and even now when she hears me talk, you know, and repeat things that she said and remember lessons and things that she taught me, it probably comes as a surprise because at the time it felt like
rebellion.
Yeah, it felt like, you know, like we hated each other. Mm-hmm. We could live in the same house and spend and maybe not talk to each other for a week at a time, like just not speak at all. But I love my mother, and everything good I see in myself, I know I got it from my mom. So.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you. I tried very hard to instill in you good things.
But I also feel like I'm becoming a racist, and that's not.
Well, you have the ability. You think that you're better than
another race? Because, my definition of racism was different. So, okay. So this is what I wanted to give you guys a real world scenario.
I was insulted, highly insulted. And I kept it inside for a long time because I didn't want to reveal my source. And if I spoke about it at the time I heard it, he might have been able to figure out the source. So I had to keep it in.
Right. So one, I'll say, I'm sorry for insulting you, Mom.
Racist. Everything I loathe.
One is shock value. You know, I'm trying to promote an episode, and I'm trying to give content in an episode that would catch people's attention. Mm-hmm. So that was part of the motivation involved in it. But yeah, before I had a clear understanding of what racism really is, and I'm still trying to figure that out because I don't know the origins of this idea of power being a necessity in racism. I don't know where all of it exactly stems from, and I'm doing more to find that out. Before I label anyone else a racist, I'm going to make sure I completely understand the term. So here's something
but I want to talk about the prejudice, being prejudiced also.
All right, so you can tell me. What are you pointing at? Oh, it's a bug. It's a bug. It's a bug. I'm not supposed to say that on the podcast. Everybody hold up, it's a bug.
Because I'm not prejudiced either.
It's daddy duty.
He says he thinks I might be prejudiced, but I'm not
right.
that either. All
right, so y'all help me understand. What. So when I was starting the company and building the podcast, I wanted to get a logo made. So I went to a website called Fiverr. Shout out to Fiverr to commission someone to create a logo for me. So I found someone. They had a ton of good comments and good feedback. So I figured this was a good person. I liked their rates. I paid them to build a logo. It turns out this person was I think Pakistani.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was definitely the whole What Is TWS idea was a little tongue-in-cheek, and it was sort of a joke, and the person clearly didn't get the joke, in addition to the fact that the stuff that they gave me back seemed to be like cookie-cutter and out of a box. Like, they just took the words I gave them, plugged them into a random logo generator, and then just, like, sent me back what they got. It showed, like, no artistic merit. They clearly didn't understand what I was going for, and it was a bad experience. And so, and I've also had other bad experiences with with people from that region, from some of the companies that I've worked for. So it was just one of the, it just added to the already negative overall impression I've got. And so the next time when I got my money back from that transaction, I went to go find another person on Fiverr to create this logo. I wasn't going to give up on getting the logo made. Mm-hmm. But at that point, if I got on your page and anything pointed to the fact that you were Indian, Pakistani, whatever, it was, no, I don't want to work with that person. I don't want to work with that person. I was, like, specifically seeking out an American. I think the person I eventually went with was Canadian. So it didn't even have to be American. It just...
It had to be somebody. It couldn't
be from that region. So, where would you label that in the spectrum of racial whatever?
I think you were making probably decisions on a whole race based upon some limited experiences, and I would consider that prejudice.
That's prejudice.
Yeah,
the definition right here. Preconceived opinion that is not based on, that's not based on reason or actual experience. So what is it if it's based on reason or actual experience?
But that's limited experience. His limited experience.
So how much is experience is enough experience?
Well, I don't know, because you can't base the actions of 20, 30, 100 people.
Jeez.
For a whole race. I mean, for a whole race. I mean, you may run across, organization.
You don't think that's natural for a person, especially after 20, 30,
maybe.
For you to start saying, your brain to start recognizing a pattern and saying, here's the pattern I see. I want to avoid that in the future.
I don't know. I just don't think that a limited, it hadn't been year after year after year after year. And it's...
How many times you gotta get hurt?
I mean, I don't know. My Christian principles say if someone sins against you seven times a day, that's 49 times a day.
So forgiveness is one thing. I don't want anything bad to happen to these people. I don't want them not to be successful. I didn't want to work with them anymore. I personally, just me, I don't want, if you were telling me you wanted to get a logo made, I wouldn't say stay away from them Pakistanis,
Okay, yeah.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything bad to happen to any one of the people, but if I felt like I was not going to get what I wanted from.
Well, okay, maybe that is, cultural, there may be a cultural block there, and people of different cultures do not think the same way, and, so you might feel that I need to go to another culture, culture that is similar more similar to mine, than the Pakistanis or the Indians, Right. Their culture is highly, highly different.
I want to point out something before we go any further. This is what Tammy does when we get on the phone. You see how she's like, she just completely shut off, like she's over there, and she don't say much. This is exactly what, because she thinks that the conversations between my mother and I are like way too confrontational. Like she would expect us to get off the phone, like I can't stand that. I hate my mother, and we'll argue for like 2 hours, and be like, all right, I love you, Ma. Talk to you next week.
Go, and I'll just disappear into a wall, talking about religion. Politics, all those taboo topics, and I'm like, let me just go into a corner real quick and let y'all hash it out.
Well, I don't.
I'll come back for some cake.
I guess that's. I mean, I don't know. I come from a large family, and so when everyone starts talking, and then I come from a loud family. My mother was very loud. I have a brother that almost sounds like he's screaming when he's just talking, and so. you know, we just always debate. Somebody's, when you have 8 people in the family, 10 when your mom and dad, and everyone disagrees and has an opinion, mm-hmm. it gets noisy. And then it just, you know, we all love each other. We don't hate each other because, you know, I think it's, when my cousin used to come over to my house and my mother and my younger brother were actually rolling on the floor, they would wrestle. My mother would wrestle with my brothers. Mm-hmm. Then when one of the brothers would start overpowering her, she'd grab the first thing and throw it, broke coffee tables. And we're playing. My mother bought a glass table, a coffee table, and the bet was how long it was going to last. And it didn't last very long because she was down on the floor wrestling.
Oh my God. So this is what I come from.
So we understand. Yeah, so we debate and make a lot of noise.
And I come from a family where they would fight over the fried chicken. And I'm just this little girl, and I just have my little tiny plate. I have my one little wing or something, or my one little drumstick and a biscuit. And while they're fighting over the food, I'm going to go over into a corner mm-hmm. and eat my little chicken leg and biscuit and mm-hmm. be okay with it and let them fight over all the food.
Yeah,
I mean, because they were fighting. It would get heated.
Oh, no. It was always some Popeye chicken. It was always in fun, and everyone was laughing. And then when my mother would start getting the upper hand on one of my brothers, mm-hmm. then they'd start tickling her.
Mm.
And then that's why I can't stand to be tickled. I mean, you know. That's not fun for everybody, but we have debates and we challenge each other.
Right. And Mama has gotten it. I think you enjoy it because there have been times where you have called me and I have been trying to avoid it. And it's like you know what I'm going to say. You're like, say it. I think you called me about
the Passion of the Christ.
Jesus being handsome. And you're like, somebody's like, I don't want my. That's not Jesus. Why Jesus always got to be handsome? You was like, I want a handsome Jesus. Jerry, what do you think? I don't have no opinion. I don't know what. No, just what do you think, Jerry? Mom. I'm not going there with you today, Mom. I'm not doing it. I ended up doing it, though.
You did it.
Yeah.
And I think I fell asleep at some point. Like, you just leave the room because y'all going to be debating for the next 2 hours. Starting at 11 p.m.
There's an hour difference in mm-hmm. the time. So that means that I thought it was 12 o'clock. I knew it was 12 o'clock. Goodness. Oh, no.
You're a night owl now. You're a night owl.
Well,
days.
Yeah. That's not good for a senior citizen.
The only reason I'm not now is because of Elise. Like, I know when she goes to sleep, I need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Like, there are times we have rushed to the bed. We're out. Mm-hmm. We have to go to sleep right now mm-hmm. so that we can get the same amount of sleep that mm-hmm. she's getting. If not a little mm-hmm. bit more,
mm-hmm.
we're not getting more.
Yeah,
she's getting, but we need to get to bed immediately.
All right. So then the other thing I want to talk about, we were just figuring this out before we started recording. So today is when this episode will be aired. Today is Juneteenth. What is Juneteenth, and should I go to work?
You should not go to work.
I should not. You don't want me to go to work, and my mother's here. Are you taking off?
Yes.
You take it off, and we can mm-hmm. have another family day.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the Juneteenth reasons? All right, so let's let Mom do this. She was researching it the most, Mom.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't really know that much. In September of 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. So slaves in the Confederate States were freed. However, they didn't know they were free, and
we didn't live in the internet age,
right? The Declaration became effective January 1st, 1863, and they didn't know they were free, and so officially, in 1865. Let the slaves know June 19th.
We're gonna wait 3 years.
3 years.
Well, wow. It was so. It was just that they decided to I guess enforce, you know, to, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Enforce.
The law that had been in effect since January 1st, 1863.
It was a federal law, but they didn't make it a state law until 2 years later, 3 years later.
Yeah, well, it was signed by the President of the United States, law that he signed, but it wasn't enforced in Texas until June 19th, 1865.
So it's almost the same thing that's happening now, but with different.
Most of the states didn't recognize it then either. Yeah. You know, so it wasn't. But Texas was one of the first. I think Texas and one other state are the only two that make it a holiday.
Yeah, tomorrow's a state holiday.
It's a state holiday.
So I think that's why.
What's the other state?
I don't know.
I can't remember what the other.
That's
state
why it came
is.
To mind because you know. I grew up all my life on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., and, you know, I don't think I think I was an adult by the time I even heard the term Juneteenth, and then, you know, never lived in a place where it was an actual, and I don't think we even realized it was a state holiday until my wife started working for the state.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The states do not recognize it are Hawaii, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, and South Dakota. I think every other state recognizes it.
But it's not a state holiday.
In those places.
Like you said, we recognize it in D.C. and Maryland, but it's not a state holiday.
Right.
Did you see something? I think Texas is one of the ones. There's only two states that I think. That's just what I think. Somebody can phone in. Can you phone in and tell us? Oh, no, that's not that. That's not what we haven't reached that level.
We heading that way.
Okay. when is Juneteenth celebrated? Annually on June 19th in more than 200 cities in the United States, Texas and Oklahoma are the only states that have Juneteenth a legal holiday.
Okay.
Texas and Oklahoma.
All right. I mean, you're making quite the case.
I think you should take off tomorrow. I think you should go ahead and call out. And when they ask you why you called out, you just say, because I'm black. That's why I'm calling out.
I think right now I'm black is right up there with woman problems.
Yes.
Where it's things you can say and it all.
Go take off.
If you're a lady and you want to call out, I'm like, I can't come in today. What's going on? Woman problems.
That's all you got to say.
My fault. I ain't even mean that.
You ain't got to say anything else.
Nah, I can't make it in today. What for? I'm black.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I used to work with a lot of guys, too, when I was at my last position.
Yeah.
And they made the mistake one time of digging for information.
You gave it to them?
I gave it to them. And they never asked me again. So the next time I said I have some women issues, they just walked away.
All right. So I'm making awesome segues again. Let's go from that to gross baby stories.
Gross baby stories. Awesome segue.
So yeah, we had a heck of a gross baby moment.
Oh my gosh!
Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yes.
So this little girl is trying me.
We sitting here as a family. The Flans got together and decided to play a game of Clue.
Mm-hmm.
I won the first game. In case anybody wanted to know,
you did.
I did.
And, we played two games.
My niece Quinna won the second game.
9 years old.
9 years old. Mm-hmm. Beat us all. But while this was happening, Elise was she was being a good little girl. She was watching Elmo and was in her own little world, having a good time. And then we noticed that she had pooped. You know, the diaper was a little saggy, and
she came over and gave us a little warning.
She gave us a little warning. She walked over. She let us catch the whiff. Like, here you go. Let me waft this.
I ain't even smelling it.
You didn't smell it.
But I just saw the sag, and she was kind of. You know, like showing me the sag. Like, here's a sag, Mom. Do something about this. Baby, just give me 10 more minutes. We can finish this game. I'll give you a bath, new
Which
diaper,
is usually not
everything.
A problem.
Right.
She don't care about poop.
But the problem was she didn't have on pants.
She didn't have on pants.
She was walking around with just a shirt on and a diaper, which is okay. That's what babies do. But she didn't have on any pants.
So she decided.
She just, oh my God.
She decided she didn't want to wear that diaper no more. And by the time we found her, diaper was off. The poop was no longer in the diaper.
It was on the floor.
It was on the floor. It was. So we were trying to figure out if she ate some of it.
So I'm putting my nose
yeah, we're putting her nose
her mouth.
In her mouth and couldn't come to a positive conclusion.
So your response is, well, if she ate some, she'll throw it back up.
Or, yeah, I mean, her system will take care.
Oh, my
gosh.
System
will take care. But that's all right.
We had to pick up poop off the floor. I'm holding her hand so that if she does have poop on her hands, that she's not going to smear it anymore. Oh, my gosh.
Rubber eyes.
Give me the wipes. Somebody
help
some wipes.
Me. Help me.
Help
me.
Help. Help. Please. Oh, my. It was chaos. Mm-hmm. Just
when that was Tammy's department, I was able to sit that one out. Dad takes all vomit.
You take all vomit.
And I've taken it like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Poop is on you.
I can handle it. It's still.
I have never seen like a full turd on the road before. But
I mean, and this was a healthy.
It's like a mud pie of.
Oh, laughing about the baby's poop.
It was a healthy mud pie of sweet potato.
Well, that's a good sign that she might take to potty training.
But she didn't want the poop on.
Because she was going to want it to poop off, so. Mommy didn't get it off.
I didn't. It's
fast
my fault.
Enough.
I gotta take that. I had to take that.
I'm not waiting 10 minutes.
No.
But she was quiet about. She didn't cry.
No.
She wasn't upset. She said, all right, y'all busy. I got handle.
She was standing in front of the TV.
Wow.
I'm gonna continue to watch Elmo. I'm just gonna get this poop off.
Yeah, she took care of it herself. It was my fault because she gave me a warning. Mm-hmm. I knew it was time.
I'm afraid.
But I wanted to play Clue.
I'm afraid to ask. Mama, what's the grossest baby story?
Well, I have two, but I think since I'm here,
I'll share.
You should share everything.
Well, this is not one I know it happened, but I didn't really see it. I went around, but you and your sister were playing in your room, and we were playing.
Oh, is this the Kool-Aid story?
No, this is the. Tea party.
The tea party.
You were, Erin invited you to her tea party.
Yeah, we were trying to make Kool-Aid.
That's
well,
cute.
She sent, you were, I don't know why, you were the one that's supposed to get water.
Yeah.
And she, but anyway, she's, Jared was the one that was supposed to get water.
But I was like 3 years old. Three?
Yeah,
oh,
you
no.
were little.
Oh, no.
And he came back with the water.
I already know where you're going with this.
And, After, I think they even had the tea.
Yeah, because we were trying to make Kool-Aid. Our way of making Kool-Aid was to put annihilator in the little kettle. She had a little, like, tin kettle, and you put annihilator in the kettle, and then you put water in there, and you kind of let it, you know.
Melt, yeah.
We thought,
dissolve.
Yeah, we thought the annihilator was going to flavor the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it takes a couple scoops. It took me a couple times to go back and get more water and come.
Where were you getting the water from?
And that's the gross part. All
right, I'm three. Can I reach the sink? I'm short.
I don't
short
even
now.
Know what made Erin. I'm not even sure where I was, but I do know that.
So if you haven't figured it out, yeah, I was dipping the water out the toilet.
He was getting water.
That's disgusting. Y'all were drinking it.
And you were drinking it too. Were you drinking it?
I got the water. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I wasn't like, oh no, Erin, I want to see if you're going to drink that. I wanted the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Out of the toilet.
It's not my fault.
I don't know why she trusted you. How did she think you were getting the water?
I don't know. It had to have been clear that there was no way I was reaching the sink.
So she was 6 and he was 3. Right. And he was getting the water.
That's problem solving and ingenuity. You can't reach the sink. I know where else water comes. I know.
You couldn't reach. I had a little stool.
Did we?
In the bathroom. That's how you guys got on the pot. On the toilet, the little stool.
I made the best decision.
So he could have gotten on the stool and turned the sink on, the water and the faucet. But he decided to use the toilet. Well, he's still alive.
Wait, everybody's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
That's gross.
It happened. All right, what else you got, Mom? What's the other one?
Well, it was with Erin, my daughter, and she was. You know, every time I would get ready to go to church, get her all cleaned up, get her all nice. As soon as I got, I was late for church all the time because as soon as we would start heading toward the door, she would just squirt, you know, poop everywhere. It would just, you know, no matter how much I tried to tuck this and tuck that, because she was breastfed and breastfed baby's poop is like pudding. Just be everywhere.
This is getting gross.
So yeah, that would be a total, I would have to totally go back. Everything had to come off. It wasn't just a bottom wipe. It had to be a total bath, you know.
This is actually helping me out because, you know, Erin bought a shirt and she's taking a picture with the shirt. But I'm reluctant to, like, post pictures of my sister, you know, because I know how dudes are. And I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to have to approach people. You know, I don't want to have to come out of my character because somebody said something they're not supposed to say. But now, dude, just understand, if I post a picture of my sister wearing a shirt, just the same little girl who used to just explode with poop every time
all
I tried
over,
to go to
everywhere.
Shirt.
I don't think all it's up matter.
Just keep that
it
image in your mind.
All up her back.
It's not going to matter.
All up her back. Get in her hair.
Like, put in her hair.
She was a baby. It's not
like
going to matter.
Stinky pudding all in her hair.
A non-walking baby.
It's not going to matter.
So she drank toilet water and pooped up her back.
You drank toilet water and you are married now. It's not going to matter. Mincy Erin, she's a beautiful woman, so it's not going to matter.
Just think before you post.
It's going to be hard, Jerry.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
It's going to be hard.
Think before you post, gentlemen.
So he's very protective of his sister. Isn't that nice? That's very nice.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
I am indeed proud. Thank you for being so protective.
It's crazy. As a punishment, my sister and I used to be forced to hug. That was a punishment. I was go hug your sister.
Yeah, go hug your sister.
And I'm saying, we used to do the slow, like, approach each other as slow as possible, trying to get as little contact, like, there.
That's terrible.
Right, but Erin's one of my biggest supporters of the show. I appreciate everything that she does.
I think she just likes to act like she doesn't like you. I mean, because as children, it was, you know, I had to go up to school almost all. I had to go up to school all the time. She's 3 years older. Jared was, you know, I think she left the school when he was in the third grade, I guess. But I was always going up there because she was always, I couldn't let him do that. You know, I couldn't let that person do that. Jared was small and some of his classmates were, kids, I don't know. She was always getting in fights. One time she saw Jared. He was out in the snow. We live in Maryland. So we had about 2 feet of snow out there in the yard. And Jared was out there playing, and then suddenly he just fell back into the snow. Erin ran out there. Oh, Mom, you know, why did you fall out in the snow?
Because I was in my own little, like, fantasy world, and I was pretending like I was in a blizzard, and we were trying to get out, and I can't make it.
And you fell out.
But before I could get there, she was out there in the snow, and then I think when he got up and stood up, I saw her hit him.
I was actually worried about you.
Yes.
And you playing around?
Playing around.
So it's a situation where she can hit you, and she can... can't stand you, but nobody else can.
That's how it goes.
I can call my mama a racist, but you better not call
my
mama.
You better not.
Yeah.
Flanagan's, we're a tight-knit group. Welcome to the family. One of us.
I'm in there. I'm a Flanagan.
See, as I've been telling my mom for the last almost 2 years now, she is responsible for the existence of 6 human beings.
That's a lot of human beings.
That's a lot of human beings.
That's more than a starting five of a basketball. You got a basketball team and a 6-man.
Can I sing the 2 Flanagan songs?
I can't stop you. I know I can't.
The one that I taught my children, and so at 2 and 3 years old, they could spell Flanagan. It's FLA. N-N-A-G-A-N spells Flanagan. O-F-L-A-N-N-A-G-A-N spells Flanagan. One more time. F-L-A-N-N-A-G-A-N F-L-A-N spells Flanagan. Hey!
I can't believe I'm letting this be recorded.
This is happening. This is happening.
And then the other one, this is just the other Flanagan spelling. And that's F-L-A-N-N-A-G-A-N spells Flanagan.
I never heard that one.
Oh, never. Yeah, I don't.
That
don't
sounds like a jingle.
I don't sing it that much.
F-L-A-N-N-A-G-A-N.
But that's a play on another song.
N spells Flanagan.
I'm trying to think of what the, it's a play on, you know how I take songs.
Yeah. And sounds like a Ritz cracker.
And I put my own lyrics. So what do you call that? You call that when you take somebody else's song and you use your own lyrics. That's called
plagiarism.
what the singers do when they use other people's music.
I can't think of the word. Whatever Weird Al does. What do you call Weird Al Yankovic?
No, I've seen a lot of the rappers do it.
Remix. You was the inventor of the remix, Mom?
Well, I've been doing it for...
Flan invented the remix?
Hey, been doing it for, how old is Aaron? For 38?
Told everybody how old Aaron is.
I ain't even editing. I'm not editing that out. That's going in the episode.
It's going in there.
Well, I've been doing it for a long time. Yeah. And I just take, the address, telephone number. I can't sing them because then I would be giving out my telephone number and address.
We're not gonna do that.
But I mean, you know, there's songs for the. So they were little people, and they could tell you their phone number and their address. You know, yeah.
I used to be doing tests, like filling out the stuff for the what they used to call those tests we used to have to take every year.
CBC something.
CBC something like that. But I'd be filling out, you know, the bubbles for my name, and I'd be F-L-A-N-N-A-G.
My mom used that song.
To spell the name.
When she was writing out a card or something to address it here, and she was spelling that. She was F-L-A-N-N-A. And then she had called me and tell me what she was doing.
Yeah. So now everybody know how to spell my last name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because it's not the traditional...
No.
Spelling.
It's not traditional Irish spelling.
You know, it's not the traditional Irish spelling.
All right. But I think this has been a fun time, another evening with the Flans. On that note, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
As usual, people, there's a lot of darkness in this world. Instead of us pointing fingers at the darkness, let's be the light.
Be the light.
Be the light.
All right. And with that said, see you next time, and peace.
Peace.
Bye.